Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Luke Keith, senior guard over at Silverdale. What does it mean to you to play basketball at Silverdale and be there in your senior year?
It's such a blessing. I came here in my freshman year from Grace Baptist Academy, and just moving over and the culture that we have here at Silverdale, it's amazing to see, and how much the coaches pour into you. Like, they pour into you inside basketball, outside of basketball. So the growth there has just been amazing. It's just a great time playing at Silverdale.
You mentioned that Grace Baptist, you know, transfer over to Silverdale. What's that going to be like for you to face your former team yet again in two games coming up here in the next 9 games?
I'm excited. I love going over there and playing and seeing some old guys I used to be friends with, and it's just a good time. I like playing against them.
Gives a little more of a competition aspect to it, so that's always going to be fun for you. And Coach mentioned your leadership, how it's, you know, kind of transformed this year, how it's increased. How do you lead your team on and off the court?
I think the most important thing is leading spiritually. So as a team, one of our culture reports is that we are followers of Christ first. So every time we go out on the floor, we always say all glory to God. And that's just who we are as a program. We give all the glory to God, no matter win, no matter lose, good or bad result. He goes first. And when you have everyone pointed towards the same direction with the same goal, that just produces leadership and it makes it really easy to lead, to be honest.
What is a key piece for you, or what do you think will be a key piece for you to be able to finish the second half of the season the way that you want to, as well as through the postseason?
It's just playing every single game with full intensity. Like, no matter whatever team you're playing, you just got to go out there and give it your absolute best and take every single game as an opportunity to grow. Because in the end of season, postseason, every game's a cutthroat. It's win or go home. So it's very important to just stay focused, stay locked in, treat every game like it's your last.
Yeah, definitely. Especially as a senior, you know, treat those games like every game's your last and have fun doing it, right? That's always the most important thing too. So being a senior, planning to go to the next level or hoping to go to the next level, I'm sure. What is something you want coaches at the next level to know about you as a player on and off the court?
I guess I'd just say I'm a competitor. Every time I step out on the court, I'm going as hard as I can. I'm trying my best to lead and get my teammates open. I like to play like selfless. I just try and get my teammates open and get things going for them, because then that helps me get going as well. So that's basically all hard worker and
the facilitator on the court for sure. I mean, you're a guard, so you've got that point guard, shooting guard kind of mentality, you know, get everybody involved. So definitely something coaches want to see, and can't wait to see what you do the rest of these 9 games, the postseason, and at the next level as you go through that journey. So we wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.